He who does not know what the world is does not know where he is, and he who does not know for what purpose the world exists does not know who he is nor what the world is. A message from the first century for those of you who are striving to learn and progress. I lay this gently in your lap. I do so without the slightest fear that it will completely turn your world upside down, bring you health, wealth, success and happiness, provided you understand and accept. Remember, TNT is a dangerously highly explosive substance, so if you embrace it, treat it gently. Over the centuries, its power has destroyed those who have tried to abuse it. Therefore, exercise great caution that it is used only for good. Everything can be proven by the teachings of the Bible, certain firmly established laws of physics, and last but not least, simple common sense. Listen and decide for yourself if the evidence I offer stands for itself. Some of you may only see the spiritual side, others may recognize the scientific truths, and still others may simply accept it as a practical operating tool to get you on the road to success. Many know the truth, and for those of you who will open your minds, the light will stream in with blinding white brilliance. I am indebted to an old friend of mine, an expert in X-rays and high-frequency electrical devices, who, when I was a boy experimenting with electricity, put the first piece of powerful TNT in my pocket. At the time, I didn't know what it was and didn't understand it, but luckily, it has stayed there all these years. Looking back, I understand why he didn't let me understand what it was. He believed in me and knew I would accept it when I was ready. It took me almost 30 years of searching for the secret. All that time there was something in my pocket within my grasp. However, I now have a firm grip on it and will share it generously. Know that if used wisely, it will sweep away all obstacles and pave the path you want to travel throughout your life. For many years, I was a newspaper man and often behind the scenes. I met great men and women, interviewed famous people. Of course, I studied them and tried to understand what special qualities they possessed that set them above the rest, but their secret eluded me. Then came the war, and I wondered why others were making progress while I seemed blocked in my own ambitions. However, the war taught me that I can sleep in mud, eat moldy bread, and laugh afterwards. This is part of my TNT, so remember what I learned. It helped me punch that old fear in the solar plexus, and I think it will help you too. Hoping to find a royal road to riches, I read hundreds of the so-called success books, and they led me nowhere. I did the same with books on philosophy, psychology, and still the great secret remained just one step ahead of me. I joined secret fraternal organizations in the hope that I might find what I was looking for. However, the secret was in every book, in the great order, everywhere, and actually right under my nose, but something stopped me, and now I have done my best to present it to you. After the war, I became a member of an investment banking organization operating all along the coast, and over the years, I cherished a pretty big dream, like thousands of others in all walks of business. Only to discover that the castles in the air I was building were on shaky foundations. Something that turned the world completely upside down financially completely destroyed my castles in the air, and I got scared. I got lost in the fog. Everywhere I looked, something was falling on me. As the leader of the organization, my responsibilities multiplied. Our business was facing a crisis due to the economic changes that were taking place around the world, and many people who did not understand the disaster that had befallen business everywhere were critical. All this led to worries and many sleepless nights. I dreaded going to work for fear that each day would bring additional misery. The weeks went by and the conditions got worse and worse. I was at a loss. Several times I talked about giving up the business. And one day at the end of June 1931, I made the decision to leave. I mentioned it to one of the women I had been working with for several years and saw reproach in her eyes. That night, I tried to sleep once again. It was impossible. I paced back and forth for hours when suddenly around 3:30 in the morning, I stopped and sat down. I could give in to the urge to escape and let the others carry on alone, or I could stay and do my bit, a duty I knew was too much for me. I found myself almost saying out loud, "Right is right, it was always right, it can't be any other way." This was something I had been taught since childhood. Suddenly, something seemed to unfold. A voice came out of nowhere and asked, "What have you been searching for all these years? What have you been learning? Where have you been? Where are you going?" The royal secret. I jumped up and shouted, "I know it. I have it now. It's the secret. That's what they wanted to teach you. It's the royal secret." Something told me that I would find these exact words in a book that had been given to me many years before, which I had tried to read, had not understood, and had put aside. It was written by a great man, Albert Pike, a mystic, poet, and scholar. I grabbed it off the shelf, flipping feverishly through the pages. The words were there, and I understood them immediately. Now I had the key. I could see a wide, smooth highway, and at the end of that highway, a perfect flood of beautiful, radiant light. "That's the road you're on now. What a simple-minded fool you have been. They tried to teach you, they tried to help you, and you closed a mind believing that you alone could find the path and stay on it." I was almost overwhelmed with the pure joy of it all. My fears, my worries were gone. I smiled. I knew was right, and that from now on, everything would be all right for me. I slept like a baby. There was a different atmosphere in our office that day. The oppressive black clouds hanging over us began to dissipate. I told the woman with the reproachful eyes what had happened, and she gave me a knowing smile. She helped me get back on track, and I can never repay her. As one learned man said, "We are all born with the ability to distinguish between right and wrong, and we are born with the ability to accomplish anything, but some of us have to run full tilt into a stone wall and smash ourselves to pieces before we really know what we're about." I hit the wall with a huge thud, and it was the biggest and best thing that ever happened to me. Many who noticed the transformation asked for an explanation. I told some of my best friends, and now, here I am telling you, because I know I can do good. The morale of our entire organization was at an all-time low. Everyone was discouraged, scared due to the necessity of things we had to do, a U-turn. My job was to do everything I could to help the others, because I knew it was the right thing to do. At first, I was undecided about what methods to use to help them, but I used my own system to address the subconscious. An inner voice told me to talk to them. Some were skeptical, but I said to myself, "I can prove I'm right." And during the weeks that followed, I spent every waking hour reviewing the books I had studied over the years. Of course, the Bible came first. Then came studies on yoga, the philosophy of the ancient Greek and Roman masters, and the later teachers and students. I reconsidered the meditations of Marcus Aurelius, La Hudson's Law of Psychic Phenomena, again another book, The Spirit World, written by a brilliant doctor, Hayden Chester. Again, I studied my books on physics, electricity, and those on the vibrations of light, and discovered that not only was I right, but that, strangely enough, the same general principles ran throughout. I reread numerous books on psychology and found the same story everywhere. I then quoted excerpts, and lo and behold, things began to move. It has always struck me that all the men and women who use this power, to use the words of my newspaper days, are headliners, the ones who make the front page. Something makes them throw away the bushel basket they hide their heads under, and they rise above the mundane. Many have mastered the art of reporting, the science of war, banking, statesmanship, politics, the arts, but they are all in the full spotlight, headliners. The number is legion, I'll name just a few: Nero, Julius Caesar, Christopher Columbus, Cleopatra, Balzac, Dio Passan, Sir Isaac Newton, Joan of Arc, Cromwell, Edgar Allan Poe, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, Bismarck, Graham Bell, General Grant, Cecil Rhodes, Clemenceau, Winston Churchill, Henry Ford. Everyone uses this power, I'm sure. I think he is the greatest headliner of today. You can find a lot of pictures of him in modern civilized clothes, but for several years he has cut his hair short, wears a loincloth and a pair of huge glasses. I have no right to say that Gandhi adopted this attire for any particular reason, but I believe he did it to draw the world's attention to himself and the cause of India. I make no attempt to explain why those who have this power are headliners. You have to find that out for yourself. The true greatness of a man lies in the consciousness of an honest purpose in life, founded on a just estimate of himself and everything else, on frequent self-examination and a steady obedience to the rule he knows to be right, without caring what others think or say, or whether they do or do not do what he thinks, says, and does. Marcus Aurelius. There are thousands, even millions of people who are seeking the secret, the keying to health, wealth, happiness, contentment, to solving their problems, and I am sure that you too can acquire this key if you apply the ideas contained in this audiobook. What do you want? Where are you going? A million watermelons on a Mississippi shore, two men were dozing. One of them yawned, stretched his arms and sighed, "Man, I wish I had a million watermelons." The other man said, "Ras, if you had a million watermelons, would you give me half of them?" "No." "Would you give me a quarter of it?" "No, I wouldn't even give you a quarter of it." "Ras, if you had a million watermelons, wouldn't you even give me 10 of them?" "No, I wouldn't even give you 10 of them." "Well, wouldn't you give me one miserable watermelon?" "Say, Sam, I wouldn't even give you a bite of one if I had a million watermelons." "Why not, Ras?" "Because you're too lazy to make a wish for yourself." There's a lot to learn from this story. I am fully aware that some will scoff. There have always been mockers, but mockers never succeed. They never get anywhere in life. I suppose there is no intelligent man or woman who is not genuinely interested in getting ahead, but I've often wondered if most of us don't have a negative trait that prevents us from really getting started. There's a saying, "If you believe it, it is." Perhaps just a cryptic statement, or rather, a summary of what I am giving you. All great teachers like Confucius, Muhammad, Jesus, and many philosophers taught one big basic idea. It can be found in all religions, cults, creeds, and sects. The same general theme can be found everywhere. If you believe it, then it is so. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. If you believe it, it is so. Boil the whole thing down to one word: belief. I have heard many, many people say that the days of miracles are over, but never in my life have I heard a thinker, a student, or a believer make such a statement. Surely the days of Aladdin and his lamp are over, perhaps they never existed. So too with the magic wand, the flying carpet, and all those things from fairy tales and legends. When I speak of miracles, I mean the things that can be achieved through faith. Believe in your conviction, believe in yourself, believe in the people you are connected to, believe in a force, believe in something that controls everyone's destiny. And if you have that belief and can dissolve the negative side, nothing in this world can stop you from attaining what you desire. We all tend to calculate and weigh things up, allowing the negative side to come to the fore. Our thoughts express themselves in remarks like, "This can't work. I'm scared. What will happen if I do it? It's not worth the effort," and similar verbal allies. If you have not already expressed these thoughts yourself, then others have expressed them to you through the power of suggestion. You have accepted them as your own conclusions. This same message has been written and delivered thousands of times. It is found in the Bible, in the Great Brotherhoods. It guided the three wise men. The Crusaders carried it. Every outstanding personality in history has used it. Moses, Alexander the Great, Napoleon, Shakespeare, Washington, Lincoln, Roosevelt, Wilson, Benjamin Franklin, Edison, and thousands of others had a grip on this something. History has used it. The sages of all times, the medicine men, religious leaders, great teachers, yogis, the healers, the miracle men, they all knew this secret. They were all human beings. If they knew it and could achieve it, so can you. Believe, trust only that, and the ability of a firm believer to pass it on to the other. That is the keynote of all great religions. All great things are started by one person, by one believer. It doesn't matter where they originally got the idea from. All great inventions are the result of the whole scheme. Believe in yourself, your ideas. All supersellers know this. They use the power. That's why they are supersellers. Every community action, every forward movement, everything of value succeeds because a person has faith and is able to pass it on and share it. Think about it, meditate on it, and you will realize that every word is true. Many envy the man or woman who gets ahead. They envy their financial success, their power, their influence. Have you ever looked for the explanation? Everything anyone has ever done constructively has been done by them. Each of us, if put on the right path, can achieve what he or she envisions. If you believe it is so, where there is a will, there is a way. Get that willpower, that belief going, every minute of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I promise you, if you do this, you will leave those around you behind you in the progress you make as quickly as high-frequency electrical discharges vibrate through the ether. A voice within me speaks. Mahatma Gandhi, on his arrival in England to seek a solution to India's problems, said, "I am doing this because a voice within me speaks." Gandhi was talking about something that came from within. Call it a power. Call it something supernatural, call it whatever you like. Some refer to it as the subjective consciousness, others call it the subconscious, some instinct. Still others refer to the impulses that come from within as hunches, divine messages. Spiritualists refer to it as a voice from beyond. Whatever it is, it brings results. And now I'll show you how to acquire it. The connection between the conscious and the subconscious. The connection between the conscious and the subconscious, or subjective mind, is close. Any student of the subject knows what can be achieved by making clear contact with the subconscious mind. If, through the process of repetition, you can create a clear, detailed picture in your conscious mind and activate the subconscious mind, you have a power at your disposal that is astounding. There can be no denying that once you make up your mind to do something, it will get done. But the problem with most of us is that we evade, vacillate, and rarely decide what we want or clearly determine the path we want to take. All the daydreams and wishes would become reality if we had them constantly in front of us, leaving fear behind, pushing away all the reservations, all the ifs and buts. Again, many of us think we know what we want, when in reality we don't. It sounds paradoxical, but if each of us knew what we wanted, we would get it, provided we had the will, the perseverance, the dynamic power to go after it. If you now have the desire, the foundation has been laid. Get a perfect, detailed picture of the thing or things you want. He who knows how to plant will not see his plant uprooted. The one who knows how to hold will not have anything taken from him. So when you have the picture firmly in your mind, start repeating it. This will let the little voice speak from within and show you exactly and scientifically how to proceed to get what you want. As you move, all obstacles will become phantoms. The idea is to have the image or images constantly in front of you, to help you visualize the things you want, and to keep them in mind at all times. Write a word picture of them on several small cards. Keep them with you at all times and look at them as often as possible, always with the thought in mind that the more often you look at them, the firmer the impression will become on your consciousness. For example, hang a card above the mirror so that you can look at it while shaving in the morning. Let the details of your wishes on the card grow as you develop the mental image. Have another card ready to look at lunch or dinner. Use the cards again briefly before you go to sleep, and persevere. Supplement this method with the use of a mirror. Study yourself in the glass. Look deep into your eyes. Get to know yourself. Sooner or later, you will see the reflections of your desires in your mirror every time you look into it, and your daydreams will gradually take shape. Once you have clearly defined the images, don't let them escape for a moment. Hold on to them with steel bands. Constant practice, writing down your wishes, and using a mirror will all work wonders. Soon, you will be able to form the images as you wish without the use of cards or mirrors, and you will find that you are tapping into the subconscious almost automatically. Remember, this whole subject is as old as the universe. The only thing I am doing is giving you practical instructions. The effectiveness of prayer. I assume that most of you have learned the effectiveness of prayer. Think for a moment. It is the desire, the prayer, that constant repetition. Keep in mind that, as I said before, you are appealing to the subconscious mind, that almighty force behind it, that omnipotent force, a supreme intelligence, or whatever you want to call it. It's easier to go with the flow than to fight against it. But you have to harmonize with others, with everything around you. Not only let your breath act in harmony with the air that surrounds you, but let your intelligence now be in harmony with the intelligence that encompasses all things. The law of compensation, meditate for a moment, and you will realize that I am giving truths that many may have forgotten. There is the great fundamental law of compensation that sets all things right. There are no hard and fast rules for anything, because some of us act one way and some of us act another, just like two people crossing the river only over different bridges. But in the end, they both get to their destination. It's the result that counts. And if you think carefully about what you want and follow the simple rules given here, everything you want will be yours. Miracles will be accomplished. You will do what you previously thought impossible. It is not visible to tell anyone about your wishes or desires, your innermost ambitions. Keep it to yourself, because if some people find out what you are striving for, they could put obstacles in your way. If obstacles happen to fall in your path or are placed there, climb over them or walk past them, whistling happily. Remember that only you can stop yourself. I know it, I believe it, and it is so. Look inside yourself. Inside is the fact mountain of goodness, and it will always bubble up. Be careful how you use the power that will be yours. It will act like a boomerang and destroy you and everything you hold dear if you use it for evil. Therefore, use it only to do the greatest good for you and others and to bring happiness to you and those around you. Do not talk or brag about what you have done for others. Your good deeds speak for themselves. Just continue to be grateful that you are on your way. That is enough. What is personality? What is it that, when you are in the presence of another person who has personality, captivates you? What is it that makes you feel their mere presence, that you are overshadowed by that person? It is nothing other than a dynamic force coupled with willpower that draws from this vast reservoir of the subconscious. There are millions of people who have this personality. Some say it is simply in their nature. Perhaps it is, in which case they use this power unconsciously. In other words, it sort of comes to them. And when this thing called personality is backed up with willpower, something moves. When I try to push through an idea, I first have to believe in the idea. I have to dream it, eat with it, sleep with it. I have to have it with me every moment of the day until it becomes a part of me. You need to know what you're talking about, and only hard personal intelligent study will allow you to do that. One more thing. Stay informed about what is happening in the world around you. Wake up. Know what is going on around you. Stay in step with worldly affairs. The better informed a person is, the better equipped they are to get what they want. Remember that knowledge is power. He who knows others is wise, but he who knows himself is enlightened. Study, learn, and work. Develop a keen sense of observation. Become alive to yourself, and you will transfer it to the other. Acquire confidence, enthusiasm, and you will create similar vibrations around you. This is the theory of all life, as old as the world itself. Like begets like. A laugh begets a laugh. A good deed begets a good deed. Wealth begets wealth. Love begets love, and so on. The ancient law of attraction, formulated in Ayer's theory of electric magnetism, states that parallel currents in the same direction attract each other. When they are out of tune and antagonistic, they upset others and make them antagonistic, because parallel currents in opposite directions repel each other. Every physical movement tells a story. Each one characterizes your personality. Take a close look at yourself in the mirror and question yourself again and again. You know whether you have it or not. If not, decide to get it. You can and you will get it when you decide. If you develop that intensity, that determination to move forward, determination will soon be visible in your eyes. It takes an affirmative type to make progress, and you can transform yourself into an affirmative type. Type every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Always keep in mind what you want and what positive thoughts will in turn be passed on to the subconscious. Think of health, wealth, and happiness, and they will all be yours. It can't be any other way. We all know people who constantly talk about back pain, headaches, or other types of pain. They almost insist on it. The constant repetition makes the pain a reality. If you have such pain or discomfort, there is no reason to talk about it. Likewise, there is no reason to talk about your worries, your problems. Don't talk about them. Don't think about them. Then they won't be in your head. It's the repetition that keeps them there. Reverse the process. Move away from the negative side and become an affirmative type. Think affirmatively, and your pains, worries, and problems will disappear. If you are tormented by something external, it is not this thing that bothers you, but your own judgment about it. And it is in your power to eradicate this judgment now. But if something in your own disposition causes you pain, who is to stop you from correcting your opinion? If a train thunders across the tracks in front of you, what do you do? Surely you won't put the train in reverse and back up. You will slam on the brakes and bring your car to a halt. While once the train has passed, you continue on your way. If things go wrong around you, just slam on the brakes. Turn off your engine until you can clearly see the road ahead. No power in the world except your hand can shift your car into reverse. So when you find yourself in reverse, remember that you alone got yourself there. We are living in a great crisis. There is an unlimited need for courage and bravery in human history, but there is no cause for despair. On the one hand, there is the path to such achievements, to such wealth and happiness as mankind has never known. Life as we know it now sometimes tastes very good. We spoil a lot for ourselves and for others through fear, foolishness, hatred, quarrels, mistrust, and anger. There is no reason to go on with this. We do not have the health we could have. We don't have a tenth of the happiness we could have. But it is within the power of the human will to change all that. H.G. Wells. That power, that vital energy, or whatever it is inexhaustible, and it's so easy to use it if you just have the key. Successful people are not the result of what others have made of them, but what they have made of themselves. There are only two ways to move, forwards and backwards. So why not move forward? You can shift your gear and move forward. When fear rules the will, nothing can be done, but when a man casts fear from his mind, the world becomes his oyster. To lose a little money is nothing, but to lose hope, to lose nerve and ambition, that is what makes men castaways. Robert Newton. Find out exactly what you want and use the methods given, and you will discover that more doors are open to you than you ever dared to dream. I am not interested in any prophetic declarations. I am interested in results. A light will dawn on you, and you will see clearly how you can achieve what you are striving for. The conscious mind must be put into a receptive state. Before I close, I should say that conscious thinking needs to be put into a receptive state in order to get the ideas from subjective or subconscious thinking. Of course, we all know that it is the conscious mind that weighs, that calculates. The subconscious mind does none of these things. It simply passes ideas on to the conscious mind. You've probably heard it said before, follow your hunches. But what are these hunches? Where do they come from? They come from the work of the subconscious. Psychologists tell us that they have to put the human mind in a receptive state. By relaxing, you become calm. Meditate. Go into the great silence. Keep meditating, and your problems will dissolve into nothingness. When you have achieved this, concentrate on what you want. Then come the intuitions. Grasp them and act them out as the little voice tells you. Do not discuss or argue, but do what you are told and do it immediately. Do what you are told. The path before you will be illuminated and your burdens will gradually fall away. If you are shy or reticent, it is because of yourself. Don't blame the stars. Don't blame society. Don't blame the world. Just shift gears and start moving. Like attracts like. If you provide a service, you will receive huge dividends. There's nothing mysterious about it. There simply is. I am the master of my destiny. I am the captain of my soul. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I know it. I believe it. And that's the way it is. If you remember anything of what I have said, then I have achieved something. Listen to it again carefully, and then again a week later. If you put the ideas presented to you into practice, you will soon realize that I have given you truths that are as old as man himself. They have always worked, and they will always work. Make them a part of your daily life, and you will succeed. Believe, have faith, and you will get the golden key to yourself. Embrace the power of belief. Your reality is intricately shaped by what you hold to be true and possible. This concept extends far beyond the realm of simple optimism or wishful thinking. It's a fundamental principle of human psychology that your beliefs act as a powerful steering mechanism, directing both your conscious and subconscious actions. Whether it's achieving lofty personal goals, overcoming seemingly insurmountable obstacles, or finding profound happiness in life, the bedrock of all these endeavors is firmly laid in the soil of your beliefs. Understanding the dynamic power of your mind is crucial in this process. The human mind is not merely a repository of thoughts and memories, but a vibrant, creative force that can manifest visions into tangible realities. Each belief you cultivate is like planting a seed in this fertile mental environment. Given the proper attention and nurturing, these seeds grow into the outcomes and experiences of your life. For example, consider the goal of running a marathon. If you truly believe that you can train for and complete a marathon, this belief sets a series of actions into motion. You begin to schedule regular training sessions, adjust your diet, perhaps even read literature on running techniques, or connect with other runners. This entire process starts and sustains itself on the fuel of your initial belief. On the other hand, if you harbor doubts about your physical abilities, these doubts can undermine your efforts, leading to half-hearted training sessions or a complete abandonment of your goal. To harness the full potential of belief, it is essential to maintain a positive and proactive mindset. This does not imply ignoring the realities of challenges or difficulties, but involves a conscious decision to focus on positive outcomes and possibilities. By doing so, you enhance your resilience against adversity and are better equipped to turn obstacles into stepping stones. Positive beliefs instill a sense of purpose and direction, keeping you motivated and focused even during tough times. Keeping your beliefs positive involves a regular practice of self-reflection and affirmation. Reflect on your achievements and the times you have overcome difficulties, and remind yourself of your capabilities. Use positive affirmations to reinforce the belief in your abilities and to reshape any negative patterns of thinking that may arise. Consistently focusing your thoughts on your goals also plays a critical role. By envisioning the successful achievement of your goals regularly, you can maintain an aligned and purpose-driven mindset. The more deeply you embed these beliefs into your consciousness, the more naturally you will act upon them without hesitation or self-doubt. This seamless integration of belief and action is what propels individuals towards excellence and achievement. When your core beliefs are aligned with your goals, every decision and every action becomes a stepping stone towards success. This alignment does not happen overnight. It requires continuous effort and nurturing. Moreover, nurturing positive beliefs is not just about achieving personal goals, but also about transforming your overall life experience. Beliefs have the power to shape your interactions, influence your emotional health, and even affect your physical well-being. By choosing to believe in the best outcomes, you open yourself up to a wider range of possibilities and a richer, more rewarding life experience. Additionally, beliefs can act as a protective barrier against the negative influences of fear and anxiety. When you firmly believe in your ability to overcome challenges, fear loses its grip and anxiety becomes a manageable emotion rather than an overwhelming force. This empowerment through belief leads to greater confidence and a more proactive approach to life. In fostering this powerful belief system, it is also important to surround yourself with environments and individuals that reinforce your positive outlook. Engaging with supportive communities, seeking out inspirational content, and participating in activities that boost your confidence can all contribute to strengthening your beliefs. Remember, the journey to embracing and living out your beliefs is continuous and dynamic. It evolves as you grow and expand your horizons. Regularly revisiting and reassessing your beliefs in light of new experiences and information is crucial to ensuring that they remain relevant and empowering. Ultimately, the power of belief is one of the most profound forces at your disposal. By mastering this power, you not only transform your own life, but also inspire those around you. As your beliefs propel you forward, they become a beacon for others, illustrating the transformative power of a positive and purpose-driven mindset. Cultivate inner strength. Through knowledge and self-reflection, developing inner strength is a pivotal aspect of personal growth and resilience. It allows you to navigate the complexities of life with grace and determination. This process begins with a commitment to continuous learning and an introspective understanding of oneself. Knowledge enriches your mind, offering new perspectives and solutions, while self-reflection helps you understand your motivations, fears, and desires more deeply. The pursuit of knowledge is more than academic. It's a comprehensive exploration of the world around you and the skills you possess or need to develop. It involves reading broadly, engaging with challenging ideas, and seeking experiences that push you out of your comfort zone. Every piece of new knowledge equips you with the tools to make informed decisions and to approach problems with innovative solutions. Whether it's learning a new language, understanding a different culture, mastering a professional skill, or simply acquiring practical life skills, each new learning contributes to a stronger, more adaptable self. Self-reflection, on the other hand, is the art of looking inward. It requires honesty and the willingness to face uncomfortable truths about oneself. By regularly taking time to reflect on your actions, decisions, and their outcomes, you can gain insights into your behavior patterns and emotional responses. This introspection allows you to identify areas of improvement and to celebrate areas where you are thriving. Tools such as journaling, meditation, or even therapy can facilitate this deep dive into your psyche, helping you to clear mental clutter and focus on what truly matters. This combination of knowledge and self-reflection fosters a type of inner strength that is not easily shaken by external pressures. It builds a core of stability and confidence that helps you to withstand adversity and to thrive in times of change. When you know yourself well, you are less likely to be swayed by fleeting emotions or external opinions. You become capable of making decisions that align with your deepest values and long-term goals. Moreover, inner strength cultivated through knowledge and self-reflection is contagious. It not only improves your own life, but also impacts those around you. You become a role model of resilience and wisdom, inspiring others to embark on their own journeys of personal growth. Your ability to handle life's ups and downs with equanimity and poise can uplift your community, contributing to a more thoughtful and introspective culture. Furthermore, this journey of continuous learning and self-assessment enhances your ability to adapt to new challenges and environments. As you acquire more knowledge, you expand your toolkit for handling various situations, and through self-reflection, you refine your ability to deploy these tools effectively. This adaptive capacity is crucial in today's fast-changing world, where the ability to pivot and embrace change is often a key determinant of success. Lastly, engaging deeply in knowledge acquisition and self-reflection fosters a deeper sense of purpose and fulfillment. As you learn more about the world and yourself, you often uncover passions and interests that can lead to new pathways in life. This exploration can bring about a profound sense of satisfaction and a clear direction, guiding your decisions and giving you a stronger sense of control over your destiny. In conclusion, the quest for knowledge coupled with the practice of self-reflection is a powerful formula for developing inner strength. It enriches your mind, fortifies your soul, and equips you to navigate the twists and turns of life with confidence. Embrace learning as a lifelong journey and regularly carve out time for self-reflection. This commitment to personal development will not only transform your own life, but also positively influence those around you. By fostering a robust inner strength, you prepare yourself to face the future with optimism and resilience, ready to take on whatever comes your way with assurance and grace. Harness the subconscious. Harnessing the power of the subconscious mind is a transformative strategy that can significantly enhance your life's trajectory. The subconscious is a vast reservoir of thoughts, experiences, and instincts that operates below the level of conscious awareness, influencing our behaviors and decisions without our explicit knowledge. By tapping into this deep-seated layer, you can align your conscious goals with your subconscious motivations, creating a powerful synergy that propels you toward your aspirations. The process of harnessing the subconscious begins with understanding its nature. Unlike the conscious mind, which deals with daily thoughts and deliberate actions, the subconscious operates in the background, processing information gathered through experiences and forming habits and patterns. These patterns often dictate our automatic responses, how we react to stress, make decisions under pressure, or the confidence with which we approach new challenges. By bringing these subconscious patterns into conscious awareness, you can begin to modify them to better serve your goals. Visualization is one of the most effective techniques for programming the subconscious mind. By vividly imagining the successful outcome of your goals, you are effectively setting a blueprint for your subconscious to follow. This practice not only enhances motivation, but also prepares your mind to recognize and act upon opportunities that align with your visualized goals. For example, if you consistently visualize yourself as a confident public speaker, you are more likely to exhibit confidence in actual speaking scenarios, attracting positive feedback and further opportunities. Affirmations are another powerful tool for influencing the subconscious. Positive affirmations repeated regularly can reshape your subconscious beliefs and alleviate deep-seated fears or doubts. These affirmations should be phrased in the present tense, positive, and specific to your aspirations, such as, "I am confident in my abilities to succeed." By reinforcing these affirmations, you strengthen the neural pathways associated with positive beliefs and self-efficacy, gradually replacing negative thought patterns with empowering ones. In addition to visualization and affirmations, consistent reflection and mindfulness are essential for harnessing the subconscious. Regularly engaging in practices that promote mindfulness, such as meditation or deep breathing exercises, can help you attune to your subconscious impulses and tendencies. This awareness allows you to better manage your emotional responses and align your subconscious inclinations with your conscious decisions, enhancing overall mental alignment and focus. Moreover, the subconscious mind is profoundly influenced by the environment. Surrounding yourself with positive influences such as inspiring literature, supportive relationships, and environments that reflect your goals can subtly but powerfully shape your subconscious inclinations and habits. This supportive atmosphere acts as a constant, gentle nudge for your subconscious, steering it in directions that support your goals and values. Sleep and dream analysis also play a crucial role in understanding and harnessing the subconscious. During sleep, the subconscious processes the day's events, often revealing itself through dreams. Keeping a dream journal and reflecting on the symbols and scenarios that appear can provide valuable insights into your subconscious mind, revealing underlying desires, fears, and solutions to problems. By effectively harnessing the power of your subconscious, you transform it into a dedicated ally in your pursuit of success and fulfillment. This requires consistent effort and attentiveness to the subtle cues your mind and body provide, guiding you towards habits and thoughts that align with your deepest values and aspirations. As you master the art of influencing your subconscious, you'll find that achieving your goals becomes a more intuitive and harmonious process, characterized by a profound alignment between your inner thoughts and outward actions. This harmony not only propels you toward your personal objectives, but also contributes to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Maintain harmony and balance. Maintaining harmony and balance in your life is crucial for sustainable success and personal well-being. This involves creating a synergistic relationship between your internal desires and external actions, ensuring that they align with each other in a way that promotes peace and fulfillment. The concept of harmony extends beyond merely avoiding conflict. It encompasses the idea of optimizing your environment and interactions so that they nourish and support your overall goals. To achieve true harmony, start by understanding your core values and principles. These are the foundations upon which your actions and decisions should be built. When your daily activities reflect your deepest values, you experience a greater sense of integrity and satisfaction. For instance, if one of your core values is compassion, you might find harmony in professions or activities that involve helping others, such as volunteering, counseling, or healthcare. Balancing the various aspects of your life, such as work, family, personal growth, and leisure, is another critical element. Often, we find ourselves overwhelmed by focusing too much on one area, neglecting others which are equally important. For example, overemphasis on work can lead to burnout and strained personal relationships. To prevent this, it's important to set clear boundaries and allocate time for different life areas. Use tools like calendars or apps to schedule time blocks for uninterrupted work, family time, self-care, and hobbies. This not only ensures a well-rounded life, but also enhances productivity by reducing burnout. Furthermore, emotional balance is vital in maintaining internal harmony. It involves regulating your emotions so that they do not overpower your thoughts or lead to impulsive decisions. Techniques such as mindfulness meditation, deep breathing exercises, and yoga can help in cultivating emotional stability by centering your mind and reducing stress. These practices encourage a state of calmness, allowing you to approach situations with clarity and poise. Communication also plays a significant role in achieving and maintaining harmony. Effective communication, whether with family, colleagues, or friends, helps to clear misunderstandings and prevent conflicts. It's important to express your thoughts and feelings openly and respectfully, and equally important to listen actively to others. This fosters a mutual understanding and respect, creating a supportive environment that benefits everyone involved. In addition, achieving balance often requires making adjustments as circumstances change. Life is dynamic, and flexibility is key to maintaining harmony. Be willing to reevaluate your priorities and adjust your plans as needed. For example, if a family member falls ill, you might need to temporarily shift your focus from career advancement to family care. Adapting to such changes without losing sight of your overall goals is essential for long-term stability and happiness. Maintaining harmony and balance is not a one-time task, but a continuous process that demands awareness and deliberate effort. It's about making consistent choices that align with your deepest values, managing your time and emotions wisely, and fostering positive relationships. By doing so, you create a life that not only drives you toward your goals, but also brings joy and fulfillment along the way. Moreover, integrating moments of reflection and gratitude into your daily routine can enhance your sense of balance. Taking time to appreciate what you have achieved and recognizing the positive aspects of your life can shift your perspective, reduce stress, and foster a more balanced outlook. Gratitude helps anchor you in the present moment, preventing the relentless pursuit of future goals from overshadowing the joys of today. It's also important to cultivate a supportive network of friends and family who share your values and understand your goals. These relationships can provide emotional support during challenging times, offer different perspectives, and celebrate your successes. Surrounding yourself with positive influences encourages a balanced lifestyle and helps maintain harmony in your social interactions. Adapting to change is another key aspect of maintaining balance. Life's unpredictability can sometimes throw your plans off balance. Being open to change and learning to adjust your expectations can help you navigate these shifts without significant distress. This adaptability is crucial in maintaining inner peace and preventing life's inevitable changes from disrupting your harmony. Additionally, developing problem-solving skills and learning to prioritize effectively are essential for maintaining balance. When faced with multiple responsibilities or challenges, being able to identify which tasks are most important and which can be delegated or postponed helps in managing stress and maintaining focus on your goals. Lastly, balance is not about perfection. It's about making the best choices available and adjusting them as needed. It's normal to experience periods where balance seems out of reach. During these times, it's crucial to be kind to yourself, learn from your experiences, and gradually steer back towards equilibrium. In essence, maintaining harmony and balance in life is a dynamic and continuous process. It requires thoughtful adjustments, personal growth, and the resilience to face life's challenges with a poised and centered attitude. By consciously working towards these ideals, you ensure a life that not only fulfills your ambitions, but also enriches your everyday experiences, making your journey as rewarding as the destination. Take action with determination and purpose. Taking decisive action with determination and purpose is the cornerstone of achieving any goal. This proactive approach involves not only setting clear objectives, but also committing wholeheartedly to the tasks necessary to achieve them. When you act with determination, you signal to yourself and the world around you that you are serious about your intentions and are willing to work tirelessly to see them through. The first step in taking action is to clearly define your goals. Knowing exactly what you want to achieve provides a roadmap and focuses your efforts. For instance, if your goal is to advance in your career, specific actions might include acquiring new skills, networking with industry leaders, or seeking out new opportunities for growth within your organization. Each of these steps requires purposeful action that aligns with your ultimate objective. Once your goals are set, the next step is developing a detailed plan. This plan should outline the steps needed to achieve your goals, including timelines, resources required, and potential obstacles. A well-thought-out plan acts as a blueprint for action, helping you to stay organized and on track. It also allows you to anticipate challenges and plan your responses in advance, which increases your resilience and preparedness. With a plan in place, it's essential to cultivate a mindset geared towards execution. This involves maintaining a high level of motivation and a commitment to persevere through difficulties. Developing a routine or habit that aligns with your goals can significantly aid this process. For example, if writing a book is your goal, establishing a daily writing habit helps transform this task from an aspiration into an actionable part of your daily life. Determination is particularly crucial when facing setbacks or when progress seems slow. It's during these times that your commitment to your goals is truly tested. Remember, most successes are built on a foundation of efforts that may initially seem fruitless. It is persistence and the refusal to give up that eventually turn the tide in your favor. Furthermore, taking action with determination often requires leaving your comfort zone. This might involve taking risks or trying new approaches that feel uncomfortable at first. The willingness to experiment and learn from both successes and failures is a vital part of any successful endeavor. Each risk taken and every failure encountered provides valuable lessons that refine your strategy and improve your understanding of what it takes to succeed. Moreover, accountability plays a significant role in maintaining determination and purpose. Sharing your goals with a trusted friend, mentor, or a coach can provide an external source of motivation and feedback. Accountability partners can encourage you when you're struggling, offer new perspectives, and celebrate your successes, which can be incredibly motivating. It's important to monitor and reflect on your progress. Regularly reviewing what actions have been effective and what areas need adjustment allows you to pivot as necessary and keep moving forward. This reflective practice not only ensures that you are always learning and adapting, but also helps maintain your momentum and commitment. Taking action with determination and purpose is about more than just having a goal. It's about actively pursuing it with a clear plan, a commitment to overcome obstacles, and a readiness to continuously adapt and refine your approach. By embodying this proactive and persistent attitude, you set the stage for not just achieving your goals, but surpassing them, thereby realizing your full potential in the most fulfilling way possible.